Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I just wonder how many people really think this is something that we need to cover, but it does anyway. Problems I've seen and things I've run across lately have been pretty tremendous. I quoted what E.T. says, and I quoted some other things too. Two groups sent notifications for the world. They weren't just to me. They were to the world. Why they were as limited as they were, I have no idea. But anyway, SITREP. And anybody don't know what that is, find a military person and ask them. We, in quotations, are ready to deploy. There's a lot of people that just want to know who they should shoot, and that may or may not come to be. We'll see. However, we are ready to deploy. Well, however, so is ET, or so they say. Now, I have had promises from ET that have not been fulfilled, so I'm taking this with a little bit of a grain of salt. I've done the best to offer facts and truth as I get them, no matter where they come from. Notifications, too. Now, these things that I get in terms of information can be widespread. These things are not going to be easy. Now, America is under siege. Ooh, Lord have mercy. This is based in several combinations of conditions affecting the whole of our country. And everybody's feeling a little bit of it. They may not notice if they got so much money they don't know what to do. Or they got a whole lot more money than they got good sense, or however that works. These worsening conditions have been lived through before. Now, you remember the 80s? Had high inflation and all this other stuff, and you remember the 70s where the fun and games started in earnest. Well, the people decided to withstand these bad situations and keep on keeping on. Yeah, truck in, you know how that song goes. Okay, now, a siege is usually external. Surrounded, cut off, and supply running low, the people surrendered. Think of a castle to get the picture. You know, in ancient times, that was what it was, usually a castle. Today, and that's bringing it up to date, the whole thing is very different. And some of you know the differences and some don't. Well, here's what it is. most people see the need for self-protection as law enforcement no longer enforces. Hey, guess what? They ain't allowed to. Told to stand down. Sent to the other side of the city. Let the riots run. Let the people rage. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The forces that are pushing the people to surrender their freedoms is using any means they feel justified in using. And hey, you know, I don't know if you pay attention, but you may have noticed all of the broken attempts at legislation where they can't get the votes to do anything. So what you got to understand is how it works. And that's what I'm going to explain. First and foremost is anything that is emotionally charged and affects the greatest number of people. This is to the benefit of ideologues pushing the new fascism, offering total control through legislation. Why do you think the legislation don't pass? There you go. The representatives know and are familiar with this. Secondly, many are aware, and many not, of a national PSYOPs effort to affect thinking. They want you to think along their lines so that they can invite you in. You know, it's like come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly. Oops. You know, don't try to brush the teeth of an alligator. It doesn't work well. Don't be taken in by his toothpaste. This is the old magician trick, using sleight of hand to distract you. Look here, when the action is over there. Much of what is going on is out in the open. And I mean, they quit hiding and decided to just say, all right, let's become Moscow or Venezuela or something. Sleight of hand is used behind the scenes. I'm going to say that one again because you need to make sure you get this. Sleight of hand is used behind the scenes, as stated by the managing editor of the week. Isn't that interesting? They actually admit to the fact that they're guilty. Now, this is the editor's letter by Mark Gamian, managing editor of the week, January 21st, 2022. And I challenge the man as if he knows. And lots of lies. Well, we're just past 1 year anniversary of January 6th. Now, last week, word this week gives a view of the riot from the vantage point of the Capitol Police. Now, they're trying to cover their own behinds in terms of the reports they've made. Anybody don't know about that? CYOA is a common practice, both in politics and law enforcement and other places. A few, and I'm going to say that again, a few of the people in law enforcement are totally and absolutely honest. Now, harness the power of the mob. Many of the rioters were deeply confused and misled by fringe media. I guess my fringe is showing. And the next thing, now, I marked pieces of this. I don't take the whole thing because a lot of it's filler. In a Hollywood version of this script, the assault on the Capitol would be the big public distraction while the real scheme was unfolding behind the scenes. The managing editor of a magazine said so. He didn't have to take my word for it. But the whole thing boils down to the last statement. This is a dangerous moment in our national history, but there is still hope that the effort to undermine democracy ends, as most failed conspiracies do, with the power-hungry opportunists turning on one another when the plot implodes. Well, you got a problem, and it's a lot more serious than you make it out to be. I can tell you what it is. This is still alive, as I have noted on this. And no, Mark, you don't know. It'd be nice if you did. You could do some good reporting. Then you got the January 6th anniversary underlines the national divide. Ooh. And they're talking about the Capitol riot, which left five people dead. That's a lie. It wasn't five people. And injured more than 140 police officers. Of course, hockey. They just want to get some compensation is all. They could care less about the injuries, and then their injuries are generally, ooh, I broke a nail. I mean, Jesus. These guys. Okay, America does not yet know just how close we, the members here in this room today, our nation and our democracy, came to our demise. Ooh. Do you really believe the fear porn horse manure that they're trying to put out? You think about it. Democrats are the true insurrectionists and invoke the false conspiracy theory that FBI agents instigated the riot. Well, I hate to tell anybody, but that's not a false conspiracy theory. That's a fact. You'll see it go through the spin cycle of the wash. Hold all January 6th perpetrators at any level accountable under the law. That's a lie. You're letting a bunch of them go. Yeah, that's right. Hey, Schiff, Adam Schiff, he likes to change the narrative to better fit the lie. He don't care, he couldn't give a tinker's damn about justice. Now, there are exceptions to justice. Parents don't want justice. They want peace and quiet. They will do whatever it takes to their children, their very own blood children, in order to attain peace and quiet. Now, we've got some changes. States are making it easier to invalidate election results. That's a good thing. However, I will say a picture ID and a few other things need to be involved in this. And there's a lot of people calling for that, too. Not that you know that from listening to the Democrats, who seem intent on exploiting that day to retain power. That's a critical statement by the person that wrote this. and you have to understand that it's not just Democrats or just Republicans or just independents or just this person or that. There's a whole group of them. And the insurrection was brought about by those people who want to retain power. Now, why they named Democrats? Probably because of some of the people involved in supplying information on this article decided that Democrats were an easy scapegoat. Oh, we can get them, no problem. And bingo, there you go, Democrats. All of them are evil. Well, no, they're not. I know some. then you had he had the curious speech. The speech proved only that the unpopular Biden is a drowning man who'll grab onto anything that remotely resembles a life raft. Ooh, that's the New York Post. The same goes for the rest of his party, who are trying to criminalize political opposition and paint all Trump voters, including the millions who were nowhere near the Capitol during the riot, as enemies of the state. Ever seen that movie? You should look at it. That's a far greater danger to democracy than anything that happened on January 6th. Yeah, they got a bunch of these things right in this. And the political tribes are divided. One says, we need socialism, or we need fascism, or whatever, and none of it works. Wonder why. It hasn't worked anywhere they've tried it or experimented with it or seen whether or not they can do anything with it. What's happened since is worse. And I'm going to give them a hint. They got a little hint of it. They say, improvised coup. Now, they're blaming it on Trump. I'm going to blame it on everybody who was out there. Improvised coup may have failed, but with such groundwork laid, another attempt and even success is all too possible. They want to play the game, okay? I tell you right now, this next time, I ain't going to be nice. This next time is not going to be some walk in the park looking like a bunch of tourists and all that happy shit. You're going to have actual, honest-to-God, full-fledged assault rifles and things show up. Machine guns, handheld machine pistols, and all. Then it's going to be bloodshed. Oh, man, if there is a civil war, you'd be amazed. Anyway, then we flip the page, and it goes from the past to Omicron sends cases and hospitalizations soaring. Well, I hate to tell you, but that's a friggin' lie. Omicron is no worse than having a bad cold, heavy case of the flu, that sort of thing, than the Delta variant. The unvaccinated, oh, here we go. Anybody who ain't vaccinated and refuses to take the Frankenstein jab in the arm are guilty. The unvaccinated, who are 13 times more likely to be hospitalized with the disease than fully vaccinated. I hate to tell you, but that's a lie. Now, I'll get to it here in a minute, and it'll be self-explanatory what the columnist said. Omicron isn't living up to the apocalyptic predictions of some nationally particularly fearful public health experts. Oh, Omicron is more than an inconvenience for hospitals. No, that's about all it is. They don't pay attention to horse manure. They give you a shot, they go home, take two aspirins, and call me in the morning. The sheer number of Omicron patients is overwhelming. That's a lie. Omicron doesn't send you to the hospital unless you get pneumonia or something nice. So the deceivers are doing is the lie that Omicron is C19. They just put all of the stuff they found about the nasty first trip and stick it, use a sticky note. It's a long one, boy. It's got everything. Anyway, they say the C19 is Omicron. Ooh, Omicron is not C19. And C19 is not Omicron. There is a big difference between the two viral thingamabobs that'll come to get you in the middle of the night. Now, you remember the improvised coup may have failed, but with such groundwork laid, another attempt, even success, is all too possible. Okay, they got another one here. America's schism. Are we headed for a civil war? My. Not long ago, the idea of another American civil war seemed outlandish. Now it seems to suddenly be everywhere. Ooh, the divide's deepened. Washington poll found that 40% of Republicans and 23% of Democrats, in other words, tens of millions of people. And I believe the violent attacks of the government are sometimes justified. Ooh. time to split the country. Oh boy, that sounds painful actually. We got a national divorce. Both conservatives and progressives see each other as existential threats and believe that the election rules that have been rigged against them. Oh, believe it. You mean both sides think it's been rigged? Oh, my. Oh, I heard somebody mention something in the news the other day about the coming election being rigged. Oh, boy. Rigged against. Okay, that makes it more and more likely that neither party will view victory by the other as legitimate, which political scientists and historians warn often precedes democratic collapse. I don't know if anybody studied this stuff, but we use democratic principles to run the country, have ever since it was founded. That does not make us a democracy. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody say something about that, about what form of government we've got. My goodness, you want a falsie? Most people don't want a falsie. Women don't want to reach down in a guy's pants when they get to the point where it's fun and grab some kind of inflatable device. The guys don't want to reach down in a lady's brassiere and get a big glob of foam rubber. That just don't cut it. Either way. Okay. First of all, we lack the sectional geographical divide. Whoa, that you need for proper war. I don't know who the idiot was that wrote this, but the boy doesn't have any military experience. Despite the lazy pundit shorthand of red and blue states, the real national schism is between the cultures of urban and rural communities. Horse hockey. That's the biggest gob of crap I've heard in a long time. Now, it continues. The two sides don't have armies either. Want to bet? I know of about 70, 80,000 people that are well-armed, experienced, and were, in many cases, instructors in this shit. You talk about you don't got an army. Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? The people who would take the government and put it in a trash can are better armed, yeah, you hear me, I hope you hear me, than our military. Think about that. Here's Politico. This national civil war would be fought about what exactly? Well, you dummy, that's Politico. This is John Harrison, Politico. How about Marxist policies? How about let's put CRT in it? Ooh, and then they play the race card. White people did it. Whitey did it. What kind of horse manure are you guys propounding in this magazine? I just don't believe that you actually go back to the 1920s, and here comes Whitey. Well, it don't quite work the way you'd like it to, and that's the problem. Here's more of it. It would take the form of numerous, perhaps hundreds, of rival militias. No, you don't. I don't know where you get rival. Using high-powered explosives and assault weapons to conduct terrorist attacks and political assassinations. Would you believe worse than that? That's a light description and more. Ooh. January 6th feels more like the beginning than the end. Well, that's right. My. Washington, D.C. vaccine mandate was overturned by the Supreme Court, except the federal mandate requiring vaccination for 17 million healthcare workers. And you guys blew it when you left that in there. You need to revisit that and rule against the mandates, period. All of them. Filibuster reversal. Oh, guess what? They lost that. They couldn't summon enough votes to pass gas, let alone pass this. We're getting rid of the filibuster. And now, you may not like Mitt Romney. I don't. I think he's a splib, but that's my opinion. And, you know, predicted Senator Mitt Romney, Republican Utah, predicted any change would eventually backfire on the Democrats. Think about this very carefully. They used this recently, in the last few weeks, to further something that they were trying to do. It still didn't work, but they blocked it. Have Democrats thought what it would mean for the Democrat minority? Now, think about that, to have no power whatsoever. Ooh, that's what they're asking for, and that's why nobody will do it. The Republicans are in the minority now, and they use this thing regularly because these people are insidious in what they're trying to do. Brunswick, Georgia, sends to life the three white men convicted in November of murdering Ahmed Arbery, a 25-year-old black jogger, were sentenced last week to life in prison. I fully agree with that. Unlike somebody else who was looking at the right to self-defense. Yeah, you know I was talking to who I'm talking about. How about Mexico City? This is going to change countries. The president's sick again. Has COVID for the second time. Oh, my good Lord. he's going to work remotely while he's infectious, you know, and all that. However, there's something everybody needs to pay attention to, and that is that they are fully, that he is fully vaccinated and boosted. And what, you know, how about we boost everybody with canal water? It doesn't seem to me to be much different because it's just about as effective as the other one. Omicron does not equal C-19, Warsaw, Omicron surge. And it's racing everywhere. The masks, the lockdowns, the travel restrictions, and all the horse hockey is the knee-jerk I talked about in the last show. They don't, they're going to look like we're doing something or we're just going to be in trouble. Now, Afghanistan has hit the dust. Now, this is something everybody needs to be aware of. The people are aware of it. This is a person that just happens to be in the know in Afghanistan. You can live without freedom. Well, I don't think that would be – I think that would start a war, but you can live without freedom. She told – she's a housewife and told Al Jazeera. But – in contrast, big contrast. You can't live if you have nothing to eat. Well, guess what? Horse manure, and the idea of eating camel dung doesn't appeal to me, but Kazakhstan, ooh, uprising suppressed. The unrest was a coup attempt by foreigners who sent armed Islamic extremists to attempt to topple the man in charge. Well, that's not true. It was an organized, and I want you to get this straight, it was an organized protest against government invoking mandates. Mandates. Oh, you want to find out something? Watch RT. They're covering a bunch of protests all over the world. Every country just about is jumping up and down, going crazy. No, you're not going to tell me that I'm going to take something up my whatevers. That ain't happening. Chaos on the roads. And there's more to come. What's going wrong? America's highways. City avenues, residential streets, and rural back roads are more dangerous than ever, as motorists who have been unhinged by the pandemic are driving like maniacs. Well, I'd say expect more. The people, they're not done letting it loose. It's just ridiculous, says this policeman. I agree. It might be ridiculous, but now you got to play with people who are not mentally correct in terms of their straight or in terms of the ideologies they profess. Psychologists say that reckless driving is a symptom of widespread feelings of isolation, depression, resentment, and despair. We might decide, what does a seatbelt or another beer matter anyway when you're in the middle of a pandemic and the vaccines don't work? Holy shit. Oh, how, man? Reckless driving can be an outlet for rebellion and boredom after being cooped up and subject to restrictions you just can't handle. They say chafe ad, and I think that's a little bit over the top. I wish a lot more of these people would quit worrying about showing that they're educated by using big words and get it back down to normal language. Safety on the roads is, oh boy, connected to the sharp rise in homicides and a hostility toward mask and vaccine requirement. That fundamental disrespect for social responsibility is endangering us all. Ooh. Well, you haven't seen nothing yet. What are you going to do when 10, 15, 20 million come out pulling the trigger? What are you going to do when they show one that community anger boiled over in Washington, D.C. last night? They're over the same sorts of stuff. We got a bunch of things going on here. Democrats are alienating moderates. You know, just more lost votes. That's fine with me. I just, you know, You can't cheat your way to net zero. Largest component is methane. Methane. Ooh. Which is 25 times more harmful to the climate than carbon dioxide. Every school side knows natural gas and nuclear energy are not green energy sources. Natural gas may be less polluting than oil. No. No. Not if it's 25 more harmful to the climate carbon dioxide. The largest component is methane. Cow farts, nuclear plants excrete radioactive waste and must be stored for thousands of years. Well, I don't know who the idiot is that's in charge of the nuclear reactors, but if you do a double burn, reverse burn, you get rid of all of the radioactivity. Ain't that neat? So, can't cheat your way to net zero. The United Kingdom, too timid to call out rampant abuse. Well, that's not exactly true. They're actually protesting in large numbers. Oh, boy, NATO facing off against Russia over Ukraine. Well, here's here's Putin's wish list, want list. It includes an end to NATO expansion. In particular, the alliance must deny membership to former Soviet republics, Ukraine and Georgia, and halt all NATO military activity in Eastern Europe and Central Asia. And we want Crimea back. And none of this is going to fly, I'm telling you. It's like talking with a gun to your head. Isn't what we had in mind. And any concessions made under the threat of war will only encourage further belligerence. You mean that when you take cops off the street and you tell them they can't enforce the law, that all that does is breed more criminal activity? And even worse, you got idiot. And I mean idiot. Idiot. The word idiot. Idios is where it comes from. And it means the uninstructed. Okay, well, hey, everybody, you want to know something? You want to get rid of these people that are butt wipes? Well, let's turn them into used toilet paper. They took an oath of office. When they violate that oath, it can be either a minor traffic ticket kind of thing or a felony. I suggest we take it to the felony level. Think about that. The Kremlin could find it has already pushed NATO too far. Sweden and Finland are fed up with the repeated Russian encroachments into their airspace. They're not going to take it. They're not going to put up with it. But is it real or is it a distraction? You want to try something? They keep screwing over this tennis star in Australia. And Australia, guilty of foul play and Devic detention? Yes, they are. The foul play is they say one thing, change it, and then change it again to better suit the political orthodoxy. Ooh. Oh, boy, adulation for a serial rapist. Israel's ultra-Orthodox elite have lost all claim to any moral high ground. Ooh-wee. They're hailing this rapist as a great educator and intellectual, and he don't even come up close. Here's BS. Is Vapor Road really the best we can do? Now, I can give you something that'll work. Treat their kids inevitable COVID infections with tea, acetaminophen, and in his words, what mothers use, VapoRub. That comes from Mexico. I don't know how bright somebody is down there, but they are, you know, school-age kids, pandemics, psychological toll. It's extreme, and I mean it's severely extreme. 15 Republican candidates for Secretary of State in 13 states publicly doubted the legitimacy of Joe Biden's victory in the 2020 election. Think about that. At least 57 people who took some part in January 6th attempt to overturn elections currently running for elected office. Oh, I hope they get the office. They'll be told what they can and can't do. CDC, mixed and muddled messaging. Well, confusion has become a dangerous variant for the COVID-19 pandemic. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is spreading it. Oh, you think the Omicron spreads bad? This spreads quicker. You know, they could quit playing with themselves and do us all a big favor. Now, there's a lot of things that I do cover, and there's a lot of things that I don't. So, Theranos, oh boy, Elizabeth Holmes, the founder and CEO of blood testing startup Theranos, or whatever, trade secrets. Holmes' conviction on 4 fraud charges last week after a 15-week trial showed conclusively that the real secret was everything about Theranos was a lie, bogus BS. Oh, boy. They found a way to specifically tune you in, sound for your ears alone. It has to do with harmonics. I won't get into it. It's too big a subject. My goodness, it looks like a vegetarian gumbo. Hey, I hate to blow this magazine up, but gumbo's got meat in it. Because you like the taste of the sauces and stuff does not mean squat. Pelosi is vacillating, going back and forth. First yay, then nay. On what? Trading stocks on inside information is what they're doing. Yeah. Let's take them up on that. Insider trade, the Fed, top official resigns in trading scandal. Ooh, this is yet another case. Washington insiders using their inside knowledge for financial gain. Okay. Then you get a house, Nancy Pelosi. Her trades have become legendary. 4 senators were probed last year for selling stock. After receiving briefings on the dangers of COVID, before the public knew anything about it, members of Congress and the other hand can still hide behind the Constitution, which protects communications among lawmakers from snooping by outsiders, including financial watchdogs. You know what they need to do. They need to just jump on them. I mean, land on them with both combat boots and say, hey, guess what? You get to heave up all of your profits. That's what the Federal Trade Commission does. Price controls. A decades-old medicine for inflation? No. I hate to tell you this, but that it made it worse every time they've used it, so don't you want to argue? Argue with the facts. Omicron, a wave of infection ripples through the economy. Like a bad cold or flu. Widespread Omicron absenteeism poses a new threat to the country's economic recovery. Well, yeah. The best thing you could do is quit making Omicron into C-19. That's not what it is. Sorry. Now, we lost Betty White, that was a jewel in the junkyard that we lost. And then we got Sidney Poitier. He was a really good actor. A day of stunning savagery. The police guarding the Capitol on January 6th expected to face a crowd of angry demonstrators and they weren't prepared for the violent assault on democracy. Well, my suggestion is the Dems need to leave, first of all. And if you want to know when all of this stuff comes, oh, by the way, this is in the week, January 21st, 2022. And some of it takes some truths and bends them around to fit the agenda. They're trying to say that way too many people killed unjustifiably. Well, that's not exactly how this works. Now I'm gonna hit on the Washington Examiner. Reform the Electoral Count Act. No, don't screw with it. How about that? Yeah. Social media employees should not be arbiters of truth. That's absolutely right. Permanent ban on Heroes of Liberty. Oh, boy. They said it was an error. Whoops, we screwed up. What appears to have happened in reality is one of Facebook's many rabid leftist employees pulled the trigger to censor conservative content, a story as common in the world of social media as turkey is at Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. In this case, Facebook actually took ad money from Heroes of Liberty and then refused to show its advertisements, supposedly on the grounds that its product was low quality or disruptive. Well, I hate to tell you something, Facebook, but that's outright trading fraud. Ooh, do you realize that
you can't see me,
260, don't cover that? Hey, I'll tell you what, Heroes of Liberty, you can get very wealthy off of these deep-pocketed butt wipes. Facebook actually took money from Heroes of Liberty and refused to show us advertising. Well, and then permanent and actual human being working for the social media company looked at this case, gonzo decided and to discriminate against a conservative children's book publisher. you can't call it an error when you, hey, I hit the wrong button and then correct it immediately. That's different. That's an error. Your error is multifaceted. Meanwhile, social media companies made no effort at all to resist the publication of genuine hoaxes, such as conspiracy theory for that former President Donald Trump colluded with Russia in order to steal the 2016 election. A double standard on how media companies apply their rules. That negates any legal protection you might have, Facebook and everybody else. Hope you realize that. The tried and true lesson of the First Amendment, which protects from show trials those who hold opinions that are unpopular at the moment. My goodness. Dr. Malone, Robert Malone, an expert in mRNA vaccines, said so, okay? And he was banned for showing now-deleted messages that some self-styled expert at a social media company decided might encourage vaccine hesitancy. There's a legal term called informed consent. And you guys think it's cute to try to step over and around that and get away with everything. Now we get into the social dynamic of a psyops. Dozing off to the socialist lullaby. Now, this is by Hugo Gurdon. both are metaphors for the gloomy, apathetic, drained, fearful, and frustrated state of America as we begin 2022. They look as though they'll last, but they're hollowing out, and soon we'll wake up and realize they aren't there anymore. Ooh, you mean the nasties are gone? That'd be lovely. They need not work or make any effort at all. Oh boy, wanted the government to take care of them. Oh, the nanny state—they're going to powder your butt and change your drawers and all that happy jazz. Think about it, you guys. One sensible people are being lured to a national smash-up by a socialist lullaby that tells them their government will take care of them while they sleep. Ooh. Elizabeth Warren, President Obama, ratcheted up moral hazard by deferring student loan payments, reducing the incentive to work. yeah, well, we have to stop deceiving ourselves that our success and thriving can be arranged by someone else. in the middle of the night, no less, you know. There's not a lot in this particular magazine this time around, but there's quite a few things in there that are relative. The one thing, the things that I am looking at are simple. They're not something that's outlandish, impossible, and all that. CNN's alternative immigration universe. Oh, my goodness. Ask the people who crossed the border with Mexico illegally should be turned back to Mexico, as was Trump's policy, or released into the U.S. with a court date, which is Biden's policy. 71% of voters chose the Trump policy, 71%, asked if Biden was being too tough, not tough enough or just right. 57% of all voters and 53% of Hispanic voters said he wasn't being tough enough. Well, I hate to tell you, but you got to have a mind to be tough. It's just part of how it works. Oh, there are words that are banned on Tumblr or Italian ball, anti-Semitism, violence, single parent, Eugene Levy. I mean, you know, Apple's got a list like that, too. It's not merely double standards in the political arena or the need to serve media narratives that cause censorship. I'll tell you what causes censorship, anything that they can think of that might come back to haunt them. The problem is from the 1619 Project to Greenidge's reimagination of marriage. Oh, these stories are all but built on lies and will only deliver pain, not comfort. Self-hating elites are destroying our commonwealth. Democrats go into decline when their leaders are in it for themselves. Well, I doubt that Joe Biden has enough guts to throw his son to the wolves. I don't think he's got the guts. Whether the man is, and he don't deserve no protection. On one hand, the Constitution of 1787 was indeed a remarkable achievement, establishing a new commonwealth intended to protect the natural rights of all citizens. The good form of rule, by the one, was kingship. The bad form, tyranny. And it gets worse than there. America never was never great. Yeah, I'm glad you think so. If you hate it so much, why don't you leave? I mean, we could probably arrange a bus ticket or boat trip down to Venezuela or somewhere. And this is at a tipping point. Will we as citizens reclaim the mantle of Republican self-government or meekly submit to the rule of our oligarchic elites? That's the choice we got. A left-wing super lawyer's assault on democracy, and that is just about how nasty it gets. And everybody should carry on.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
I wrote the
Pretends he's the hero. Uh-huh. Maybe he should be stripped of his license to practice law. Ooh, Democratic election lawyer Mark Elias wants you to believe that he wants to save democracy by conveniently electing Democrats. Oh, partisanship isn't the biggest red flag. Elias attempted to hold himself up as a democracy's great defender. Yeah. He helped spread the Trump dossier on the Russian collusion. He hired Fusion GPS and a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, this is a, several pages long. Names are named. And here's something I think, this is the ending statement. Democrats can throw away executive privilege as they obsess over Trump all they want. And here's something that you'll like. They'll regret this, though. Republicans have quite a few names in mind when it's our turn. Among the names, Mark Elias. Ooh. And then they got this idiot Bush, and this boy is needs to go somewhere. Why he got an interview, I don't know. He's so full of it hurts. Torch the filibuster. Biden backs historic Senate rules change over voting bills. The voting bills didn't make it. The president and Democratic leaders support what they opposed several years ago. Oh, yeah, and they used it recently. Ooh, they used the filibuster, you hear me? But they want to get rid of it so that they can take over. Well, guess what? Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is going all out to pass partisan legislation overwhelming federal elections, saying it's critical to protect democracy. Oh, you know, the only problem with all this is that none of it got anywhere. There were not enough votes to pass the legislation, and they told them don't bother to come back. If you're going to rig this game and then say, oh, we'll count the rigged game accurately, what good's that? And that's what Schumer says. Oh, my. Well, I'm going to give you a little warning about your computers. I do mean all of them. There are things that can be adjusted and protected from, but this may or may not be able to be a protection. It's a Java-based logging tool, Log4j. Some cybersecurity experts have called security holes in the open-source logging tool, Log4j, used by hundreds of millions of computers and other connected devices across the globe, one of the most serious software vulnerabilities ever found. The process of fixing all the problems will take time. Companies are trying to patch as quickly as they can. Unfortunately, it's going to be a long process, including the challenge of simply identifying the location of all the vulnerable code. And the reason is because it can be several layers deep. The Log4j vulnerability is embedded in many technologies that companies use regularly. Think about all your phones. Ooh, yeah, well, I hope I didn't burn your fingers in the process of that one. But new low-cost COVID-19 vaccine Texas team promises to be pandemic game changer. Yeah, really? I don't think that that's going to happen, but, you know, their agenda in a tailspin, Democrats intensify attacks on Trump and GOP. Well, come on, guys. What is, what's the deal? You ain't got nothing better to do? Is that the problem? It has been stunning to see some Washington Democrats try to exploit this anniversary. Must be talking about January 6th. To advance partisan policy goals that long predated this event. Now, think about that very carefully. It is especially jaw-dropping to hear some Senate Democrats invoke the mob's attempt to disrupt our country's norms, rules, and institutions as a justification to discard our norms, rules, and institutions themselves. That's political doublespeak. You might want to bear that in mind, because that is primarily what you're going to get as this thing goes on. Oh, here we go. Rage-blinded media to block advances under Trump. Blind. Rage blinded media to black advances under Trump. Everybody that didn't have any kind of advancement at all got some from Trump. He made sure that the wages were fair and a few other things. Now, I talk about Stephen Moore because he's a financial wizard in many ways. The title of this one, under business now, Save the Children, Fire the Teachers Union. And think about this very carefully. You can do that. Reagan, it's time for a Ronald Reagan moment. In the first year of his presidency in 1981, he fired thousands of illegally striking air traffic controllers. Well, maybe, just maybe, the unions need to be fired again. Just maybe that would be a very quick solution. It's sort of like Biden likes to hide out in his basement. Well, okay, let's fill it up with all these illegals he's bringing in. Yeah, think about it. It's not something that's difficult to get your head around. Now, I read Zito and Gurdon. Gurdon's got an article, Biden's Pride Comes Before the Fall. I also read Zito. She happens to be a senior writer for Washington Examiner, and she does not only does a good job, but listen to this. I'm just going to hit the title. COVID-19 allowed too many to pervert, too many perverts, their power. Well, how did they do that? Anybody seen anything about a lockdown? Anybody heard anything that not only doesn't sound right, but isn't right from the administrations? Oh, one nation under God. Boy, oh boy, the nation. That's an editorial now. We have reached the point where the U.S. Supreme Court has become one of the greatest threats to public health and welfare in this country. Uh-huh. You don't like the law? Leave. At a moment when many thousands of people are falling ill every day with COVID and state legislators taunting the Supreme Court by passing hundreds of laws, blatantly violate long-recognized constitutional rights relating to gun safety, reproductive rights, and voting, the court's conservative justices insist that the most pressing constitutional emergency today is a conjured threat to religious liberty. Well, they're right, sort of. But I hate to say it, but Catherine Frank is an idiot. You're going to tell me that to restrict vaccine exemptions to a particular number and divided by a non-discriminatory manner between medical and religious objectors? In other words, the First Amendment may require the forcible vaccination of people with severe allergies to the vaccine in order to make room for those with religious objections in the hospitals. They think that they can play that game. This jettisons a fundamental principle of the First Amendment, that the protection of one person's religious beliefs can't be accomplished at the expense of another person's rights to safety, rights or safety, and they're not. And we got COVID going through populations all over the place. Like I said, if you want to look at this, take a good look at the RT. Clear violation of Roe versus Wade. No, it's not. When you, I'm persuaded that the law posed any imminent threat to fundamental constitutional rights, the Supreme Court ruled the law should go into effect while it makes its way through the federal courts. You're screwed. Whether you like it or not, you're screwed. Now, here's something about COVID and it's the Omicron. With the pandemic returning to a state of emergency, we need to finally fix what was already broken in our society, the new wave. Well, using Omicron as a C19, it sounds nasty. Well, new strain is upon us, mass death. Facing Omicron with a federal eviction moratorium, expanded child care, child tax credits on the chopping block, and robust unemployment insurance and memory. Private insurance have reimposed copays and deductibles for COVID care, lines for PCR testing wrap around the blocks in some locales. I mean, you know, who needs such measures when, as some claim, we face a pandemic of only the unvaccinated? What a BS bald lie that is. Got another Adam Gaffney. He might think he knows what he's doing, but he don't. And the question I got for you, Adam, is very simple. If I get vaccinated, I shouldn't get a disease again. I shouldn't have to be re-vaccinated, and I shouldn't have to have boosters. Did you ever hear of a disease that paralyzed and made your bones grow funny called polio? Got vaccinated once, and it held all my life so far. Most of my ICU patients with COVID in recent months have been unvaccinated. Well, you either can't read or that's a lie, one of the two. Such patients are the victims of not only of disinformation, but also of social inequities ranging from inadequate treatment of substance use disorders to exclusion from the healthcare system, say nothing of the policy that accelerates viral spread like mass reopening and non-essential workplaces. Oh, well, funny, but the last time we got video, and I have had the videos of places that had problems with COVID, those terrible hospital conditions where they had people on gurneys out in the hall and lined up on the floor when they ran out of gurneys, didn't exist. Goy-splaining. Democratic Socialist of America seem determined to make the same mistake, one that's common on the U.S. left, offending Jews. Yeah, well, Jewish state doesn't have a legitimacy that anybody can really hold. Morbid symptoms, jeet here. David Brooks still doesn't realize how conservatism paved the way for Trumpism. I can tell you how. People got fed up with the horse manure and, waging change. It's all BS. Every last bit of it. My neighbor, Murad Atim, has been in an Israel prison for nearly 5 months for his role in the movement to save Sheikh Farah. Well, I would tell you that you shouldn't have interfered with the official Israel government. they go through a nice big stint about how indigenous people are subject to abuse. Well, that's been going on. We're going to have to change that. What should the left do about China? Well, our illustrious administration presently will probably punt, just about like they did with Putin on the Crimea deal. Now, there's a lot of things that need to be taken care of and addressed. I'd be the first to admit that. Native people are more likely to be murdered by law enforcement than any other minority group in the United States. I don't know. I'd check on the blacks and see how they do it. The problems that we have are not something that you can easily get around. Now, one of the things I've got in this particular magazine is something I want to keep. The Rise of America's Far Right, Ultras. In 1956, the former commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service made a surprising political turn. He announced in an essay in the Washington Post that he saw taxation as a Marxist scheme to bring capitalism to its knees. Oh, now they're using face recognition. They want to find out who you are before you know you are, apparently. It forces the reader to consider how different our own time may be and the possibility that the resurgence of the right today not only builds on the legacies of the 20th century, but may be threatening and dangerous in new ways. There's about 30 million of us armed and experienced, and we're looking to come out if. Now, I've been one of the proponents of spreading this, if ET does not do their thing like they said they were going to. Now, I would suggest anybody with a brain, let me get this back up here. look up The Nation, 1/24 through 31, 2022, and get that article I was talking about, The Ultras. Why? Well, you still got the same problem with the same people that have been doing all this all along. Well, guess what? We and that's a large group of people, have a tendency to not take it anymore. And we're not the type of people that are going to roll over or bend over for somebody that never has done anything. What I would like to see, and everybody can spread this particular show out and say, hey, did you hear this? This is a different form of Rush Limbaugh in hillbilly speak. Yeah, okay. Well, I tell you, I'm a hillbilly. Well, I live in the woods in the hills and in gun country. Why do you think they don't come up here and riot? You know, what had happened to them? So, anyway, if you take what we got and apply it, spread this show or whatever you got around, we can win big. So, you know, do me a favor, go out there and get her done.